This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a new year. Welcome to a new edition of You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. I'm your host, Jared Smith, in for Nick Costos today. Happy New Year to Nick and his family. I hope he is enjoying this day off. It is a very exciting day in sports. We have a whole lot to get to over the next 3 hours. But before we do, just wanted to introduce myself again. Very excited to be here today. For those unfamiliar, I hosted some shows filling in for the network. I've actually been working for the network for a few years now as a fill-in host. I did a lot of You Better You Bet for Nick over the summer when he was taking his time off. And now that we reboot this thing on Westwood One Sports, I'm very excited to be back with you again today. Usual crew with us today on a holiday. Kenny Anderson back in Chicago. Shout out to him working early. It's early for me. I live in Las Vegas, so it's very early for me here on New Year's Day. Dan Turner, also our associate producer, and our EP, Tyler Morales, joining us with us today. Mike Brown, of course, behind the scenes as well, doing his thing. So we do have a lot of college football playoff stuff to get to. But before we do, wanted to wish everyone out there a Happy New Year's. Hope 2025, you shed all of the things you needed to shed in the year of the snake. And now in the year of the horse, 2026, we move forward with fire, passion, and energy, on this beautiful New Year's morning. All right, let's talk playoff, because obviously if you're tuning in this morning, you're like, all right, what did we see last night and how does it impact the rest of the field? Well, I'll tell you what, I would say for that first half, Miami looked like the best team in college football. I know the pick six was a little bit funky. I know that Ohio State maybe was a little bit slow to get off the mat after their long break. And we'll discuss the quarterfinal trend for teams getting a bye and why they haven't been able to win a game just yet. I think there's a little noise in that trend. But I think the first thing we have to do before we get to any of the Buckeye fraud, any of the negative about Ohio State, we have to give Miami their flowers, because what Miami did last night, and this is sometimes, it can get lost in the sauce sometimes, because when we watch football, we are a very highlight-driven culture. We want the best. We want to see the flashiest plays. We want to see the craziest touchdowns. That's not what Miami did last night. What Miami did last night was just go full-on plow mode, full-on bulldozer mode with their offensive line and their defensive line. But when I was handicapping the game, the first thing that stood out to me was how good Ohio State's defensive line was. And I know Miami's offensive line is great. There's no doubt about it. But when I was looking at that game, trying to figure out, trying to pick a winner, trying to pick a side, trying to pick a total, the Ohio State defensive line to me stood out as an elite unit. And I knew Miami's offensive line was good, but I didn't know how good. We saw them play Notre Dame in week one, who is good but not elite up front. They definitely don't have the same level of athletes that Ohio State has up front. I think Notre Dame is very drilled and disciplined, but they don't have that level of athletes. And then we didn't really see Miami play anyone massive on the defensive side for the rest of the year. Like, if you go through their schedule and you look at the South Floridas and the Florida States and the Louisvilles and the SMUs and the NC States and the Pitts, and they were never really tested. And then they go into Texas A&M and they push the Aggies around. But that was a very low scoring game. Miami's offense did barely anything the entire game. It wasn't until very late that they were able to find the end zone. And again, you just didn't know how good their offensive line was. But what they did to Ohio State last night was straight bully ball. And before I get into any of the failures of the Buckeyes, I want to give credit to the Miami offensive line, who didn't have a lot of explosive plays. In fact, a very low explosive play rate last night at just 5%. Ohio State won the box score last night. They won yards per play by over 2 yards. They had more explosive plays in the game. They were able to get their passing game going a little bit. You had a few moments for Julian Sain, right? You had that deep ball to Jeremiah Smith. Smith actually had a pretty decent game. But the first thing that I needed to address was just how good the Miami offensive line was and how dominant the trenches are for this Hurricanes team. They are a legit national title contender with a very experienced quarterback who has old eyes, according to the broadcast last night, which I thought was a very fun way to put it. All right, so all that's well and good, but I do think the big turning play in the game was the pick six, which I believe we actually have some audio for here.
Ohio State with the ball at the Miami 22. Low snap, Sain throws, let's intercept it. Jacoby Thomas, it might go all the way. It's a drag race to the end zone. He's at the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown! Jacoby Thomas! I'm making Keontae Scott. It's Keontae Scott. He jumped the route. 78 yards for a Miami touchdown.
That's really, it's great. It's from Westwood One. So the broadcaster got so excited. He got the name wrong of the guy who picked it off. I understand. As a guy who used to do play-by-play, I understand. It's happening really fast. And I actually think that's a good metaphor for the play. Because one of my side hobbies I like to do when I'm not waking up at 5 in the morning to talk to all y'all friendly folk about sports is I love to break down film. I used to play football. I was a quarterback up until high school, and then I was able to, fortunately, work on the staff of FAU after college. I went to Penn State, and then after college, I got a job at FAU. I'm from the South Florida area. Under Howard Schnellenberger, I got to actually learn from his staff on how to watch film when I was in my early 20s. And then now, here in my late 30s, I actually coach football, 12-year-olds. Actually, they're graduating. They're 13 now, so we'll get a step closer to high school this year. But I'm a film junkie. I love watching film. I watch all of the, there's actually a really good push for film content now. There's some really good film content providers out there that are coaches or former players that watch film, break it down. And I'm obsessed with their stuff. So I dabble in it myself. When I broke that play down from a film perspective, you saw Scott, right? It was Jeremiah Smith was supposed to block Keontae Scott. Keontae Scott did a little juke, got right around him, got vertical very quickly into that passing lane. And if you freeze frame it, right before Julian Sain throws the ball, Keontae Scott's actually like right there. Like, it was almost impossible for him not to at least break the pass up. It was almost like he was throwing it to Keontae Scott based off of the timing of it. And I know it's happening fast, and Julian Sain has to get the snap and throw that screen right away, but you got to see that. Like, that's like when he watches that on film, I'm guessing the coaching point will be you need to see that play is blown dead. Like, it's completely blown up. Keontae Scott blew it up. He dodged the block and got vertical very quickly. Julian Sain's got to throw that into the first row. Or he's got to, you know, eat it and just run, get a couple yards and move on to live to see another play. The one thing you can't do is what he did, which is essentially give Keontae Scott an open lane to the end zone. So that play really flipped the game. To me, that play was the deciding, was the decider in the game. I think when you are dealing with really low scoring, defensive minded games, a play like that is almost impossible to overcome. So I think that's just something to keep an eye on for Julian Sain going forward. Does he learn from this experience? Because as well as he played in at moments during the game, and when I look at his numbers, they weren't terrible. 22 out of 34, 245 and a touchdown, over a 50% success rate, but the one big mistake. Like, you can even overcome the five sacks, honestly. I think as long as none of them are fumbles, strip sack fumbles going the other way, you can overcome that. What you can't overcome is the big mistake. And I think Julian will learn from this. He still has another year left in college football, and I think Ohio State will be not better next year. They were pretty damn good this year. But they will be back next year as a national championship contender. I just don't think it went his way. The big also factor in the game last night, I think, was Miami's ability to stop the run. When Ohio State is running it well with Bo Jackson, they are unstoppable because they put you in such a bind. If you overcommit to the run, then you're one-on-one on the outside with the best receiving group in college football. When you play back to try to prevent the explosives, then it's a light box and Bo Jackson can have his way. Miami was able to stop the run essentially with their front four. They were not overly aggressive with their blitzes last night. I thought Cristobal, honestly, and I know we give him a lot of crap for being a guy that kind of blows it in the big game. They've had some brain farts in big games in the past. I thought Cristobal, but to be fair, Shannon Dawson and Corey Heatherman, the offensive defensive coordinators, I think they were really the ones to iron out the game plan. But all of the little moments, like there wasn't a spot in the game where I was like, Cristobal, tight sphincter syndrome. Like there wasn't one of those moments. I thought they punted all of the times they should have punted, and they went for it on the times that they should have went for it. It was a very flawless game plan and execution for Miami last night. And that's why they won the game again. Almost there was some late Miami money, and that sometimes that late steam is the right side. Miami was at 9.5 pretty much the entire 2 weeks leading up to the game. And then right before the game, I want to say an hour before the game, all of a sudden, boom, we get to 7.5. Like, where's that money been for the last 2 weeks? I'll tell you where it's been. It's been waiting in the weeds for the limits to expand. And then once they do, and I guess someone caught wind of just how damn good that Miami defense is. And all of a sudden, you get some Miami steam late, very late Miami steam. It was the right side of the game. There was never a moment in that game where Miami was not covering. Even if they would have, even if Ohio State would have came back and won, there was never a moment in that game where if you bet Miami, even if you bet them late, even if you waited and you chased the steam, which I know we talk about this on the show all the time, it's not something that is a very positive strategy for you in the long run to watch the market and then wait and bet the side that actually decreases in value. But in this particular instance, it did not matter. If you bet Miami plus 7.5, you even waited, you got a Miami plus 7. If you bet the worst possible number on Miami, there was never a moment where you weren't covering that game. And again, everyone is quick to the negative, but we need to address the positive. Miami won that game last night. Ohio State did not lose it. Ohio State made the one big mistake, but again, that was a good play by the Miami defense. Keontae Scott made a good football play. Julian Sain made a bad football play. That's the game. The rest of it was all won at the line of scrimmage. That's really what the game was. It was Miami winning the battle at the line of scrimmage and then making one big explosive play on defense. One play that really separated themselves enough to where they didn't need their offense. They didn't need Carson Beck to go crazy in order to win that football game. They just needed to kind of keep, it's almost like a prize fighter, kind of like Floyd Mayweather. He knows his jab is so good. He doesn't need to go for the big knockout. All he needs to do is just keep jabbing and keep jabbing and tire out that other fighter. And then eventually that other fighter will make the big mistake. And that is when the Hurricanes were able to strike. We are just getting started here on the show. I am very excited to be here today. This is, to me, I don't get to host a lot of shows solo. Typically when I do shows, I'm filling in for someone, or I'm doing my Saturday show. I do another show on another network on Saturday mornings, and I'm always part of a team. And don't get me wrong, I love doing shows as groups, because you feed off the energy, you feed off of that excitement. But doing a show solo is also fun. But I'm not completely solo today. I've got Tyler Morales here. And I want to chat with Tyler for a second, because Tyler, I want to get, you know, we talked briefly before we come on the show, and we were, you know, going through some logistical stuff. This is my first time doing this particular show, so I wasn't fully up to speed on everything. But we didn't get a chance to actually share thoughts about the game last night. We were so focused on what an awesome performance we're going to put on for the audience today. So Tyler, what, like, are you in the camp? Because I always get this question, oh, Ohio State lost. I think Miami won. Like, do you think it was more Hurricanes win or Buckeyes loss last night?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I definitely think it was more Miami win, and I think you hit on it too. One thing I believe Indiana exposed against Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game was the line of scrimmage, which is crazy because you think Ohio State, they got a ton of NFL guys. I mean, they have three potential first-round picks on that defensive line. Indiana kind of moved them around in that Big Ten championship game, and that surprised a ton of people. And we kind of saw it the same in this Miami game. I was shocked how easy the Miami defensive line with Mesidor and Reuben Bain were able to impact the game there. And I just think I think we're going to come out of this, especially with the Indiana-Alabama game, because I like Alabama a little bit. Maybe the Big Ten was a little weaker than we thought, because Ohio State and Indiana were just kind of just beating up on some of these bad teams. Like, it was kind of alarming watching this Ohio State in the trenches against Miami and Indiana. So I definitely think Miami won the game. Now, Miami didn't need to do a ton on offense. They ran the ball 4.1 yards per carry, which against a normal team probably isn't the best. But against Ohio State, that's like, you're going to win games if you're averaging over a 4, 4.5 yards per carry against Ohio State. So I definitely agree with you. Miami won the game. Curious to see who they play in the next round. I think they could take on Ole Miss and actually beat them. Georgia, they're kind of the same team, so I don't really know how that would go. But Miami definitely impressed me, and I think they won that game 100%. Ohio State, saying put up a lot of numbers, said they won the box score, but like they on the field, when you said you watched the film, they got overmatched in this game.
Yeah, and you make a good point about the conferences. So I think, like, to me, when I look at games, like, big picture, the bowl season, it's tough to do it right out of the gate because you just don't know. But now that we've had, you know, a few weeks of games and we can kind of glean where we're at, SEC struggled in the bowl games. Big Ten has struggled, at least in the big games so far. I know that some of the lesser games they've done better, but they're 6-5 ATS. You know, the SEC is 3-6 ATS. The SEC and the Big Ten so far are combined 9 and 11 ATS in the bowl game. So you see that compression with these elite, right? And all year long, no one's argued the entire year that the Big Ten and the SEC are not the two best conferences. Like, we've put them at the top of the heap for the entire year. It's always been, let's rag on the ACC, let's rag on the Big 12. The Group of Five isn't strong this year. That's been the whole narrative all year. Hasn't manifested that way so far in the bowl game. And again, we're early. We'll see who wins the championship. It'll probably be an SEC team. They have more teams in the field than anyone else, so odds are it'll be an SEC team. But maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's Texas Tech. Maybe it's Miami. And we'll get to the Texas Tech Miami Oregon preview coming up a little bit later in the show. I have deep thoughts on that game. And I think there is a world, and Tyler, I think, is spot on. I think you use the conferences as a gauge in the prior games. That's not to say it's automatically going to manifest in that way. You just don't know. Just because the SEC was bad in this game doesn't mean they're going to be bad in this game. But I believe until Texas, I think Texas was the first cover for the SEC. It has not been a good year for the SEC teams covering in the bowl games. Actually, let me pull that up. I have these screeners that I get to look at. So Vandy didn't cover yesterday. They lost the game outright. Tennessee lost outright. You had a bunch of other teams. I guess Ole Miss technically covered. So that was one that, but that wasn't a bowl game. So we throw the Ole Miss game out. We throw Oklahoma out because, you know, Oklahoma, Bama, right? First of all, they're playing each other. And second of all, it was the playoff, which I think is a little bit unique. But if you just want to look at the bowl games specifically, not the college football playoff, just the bowl games, SEC 1-6 against the spread with Texas needing a gajillion Bryce Underwood interceptions and turnovers in the second half in order to get across the finish line. But I'm very happy he did that because I was on Texas yesterday and I got a bad number at 7 and I still covered. I thought for sure I was drawing dead with that bet. I bet Texas like day or two prior. I'm like, I really like this Texas team. I really like Arch Manning. I think he's pretty good. I think he's going to do well with those extra bowl practices. And then all of a sudden I wake up yesterday morning and the line's 5. I'm like, what did I miss? Like, is Arch hurt? No, it was just confirming Bryce Underwood playing. There was a little bit of speculation that he wasn't going to play, but I didn't see him missing that game, considering it was a relatively high-profile game. It was probably one of the more high-profile non-playoff bowls in the bunch. So, but again, we are just getting started here on You Better You Bet by... presented by Westwood One and presented by BetMGM. Excited to be with you today. I'm your host, Jared Smith. We have a whole lot, 2 hours plus of breakdowns. We'll get to the college football playoff games today. We'll get to NFL in week 18. And Pete Futek's going to join us as well with more college football talk. That's coming up next here on Westwood One Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.